Time now to talk a little bit of rugby league with the great man, Aaron Woods. Woodsy, who are you playing for this weekend, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've got no one actually with a boy.
Ah, just turn the knife. Are you, mate, tell us about the experience, Woodsy. It all looked positive.
Yeah, look, it was a long week, TK, because, you know, I started the week at the Bulldogs. About halfway through it, I was found myself training for the Bulldogs in the morning and back to the Sharks in the Arvo. And then the next day I was off to New Zealand. And then we had a captain's run, and then we played the day after, and we had a decent win that we were really happy about, and come back, and then couldn't believe what happened that week. So it was a pretty fun week in the end.
Oh, well, I could tell in your voice, mate. You're a lot more happier and excited than what you've been this season, just on one phone call.
Mate, just to know where I'm at, Loz, you know, you hear a lot of speculation throughout the media, and, you know, am I staying at the Dogs for the next 3.5 years, or am I going? Just have a bit of clarity where I am now, and, you know, I've got a home, and then I'm happy where I'm at.
Mm. That's good. Have you had a chat to Flano yet about your role that you'll play in the coming, the rest of the season and moving forward?
Yeah, that was the first thing I went, when I come down to Cronulla, I had a good chat with Flano, and, you know, he said, you know, I'm going to come off the bench, and I'm just got to keep building, you know, just get quick play the balls. You know, the biggest thing with me is sometimes I try to offload a little bit too much, push that pass, and he just wants me to find on my feet in the side. And like I said, just getting quick play of the balls. If the offload's on, it's on. But, you know, sometimes just more worried about getting the quick play of the ball and just keeping the middle tight in the defensive pattern.
What about when they started bashing the Esky and everything in the dressing room with the team song? How did you go?
Yeah, I knew a few words, but then there's a couple of words I didn't really know too well. So I sort of tried to hum it a bit, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Woodsy, I'd love to know the feeling you had playing for the Sharks when you were behind against the Warriors the other day, compared to, say, when you were behind in a tight game when you played with the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Just that mentality, because both clubs, previous clubs, had been struggling, yet the Sharks, did you have a different feel and thought you could always win that game? And was that the same when you played with the Tigers and the Bulldogs, that you could always win those tight games, or was there a different feel?
I think the biggest thing that I noticed in the weekend was I felt like we were in control, Loz. It was really calm. You know, we had a clear direction of everything we were doing, whereas, you know, at times at the Dogs and especially the Tigers in the past, like, you know, we always felt like we were chasing when we were behind, and we'd probably go for the big play every set, whereas at the Sharks, Gow got in there, you know, Chatty Townsend just said, let's just play field position, let's work our way back into this game, you know, keep the ball in the play, you know, work the Warriors forwards around, because they do have a big pack. And they did get a couple of news on the night, so we knew if we kept in play and went set for set with them, we'd fatigue their big boys. And, you know, in the end, they just sort of, we wore them down, and, you know, we're lucky enough to get the you know, a bit of a controversial try at the end, but, you know, the ball does go bounce your way sometimes. So probably just the biggest thing was the calmness and control from our leaders and our side.
Yeah, that's what I thought watching it. And I thought, you know, you haven't experienced that for a long while, and I was just interested to know whether you actually felt that out there, because to me, the Sharks are a side that always look comfortable in what they can do and believe in themselves, and that'll take you a long way in this competition.
Yeah, definitely, Loz. You know, especially when I've played against the Sharks in the past, you know, I think we were all over them early on this year with the Bulldogs, but they just, you know, they just get a real fort. They fight out a real tough victory, and they never let you go. So, and that was the biggest thing, just the sort of the words that Gow used, you know, just hang in there, boys. You know, we go set for set, just keep trying to get repeat sets. If we get quick play the balls, try to get penalties to get another set, and just kick in the corners and back out D. So it was just really calm on the field, and it never felt like we were losing, mate, to be honest with you.
Yeah, which is quite incredible. We're lucky enough to be chatting with our Thursday expert in Aaron Woods. Woodsy, I guess the other big talking point, apart from you making your debut for the Cronulla Sharks against the Warriors, was the fact of all focus on Cooper Cronk up against his former great mates. Well, some say great mates, some say not. And this focus on the lack of a hug between a Cooper Cronk and a Cameron Smith and just the handshake. What did you make of it all?
Oh, it's part of the game. I know if I played against, you know, say, Clem and I lost or he lost, there wouldn't be much words on the field. We'll probably text each other later on. But I just think everyone's taking it out of proportion. You know, I've got to meet Kevin. I've met both of them in the Aussie tours, and mate, Kevin's a fair and great bloke. You know, I didn't have the biggest rap on him at the start because he always beat me. But getting to know him in the camps, and you know, mate, he's one of the best blokes I've ever played with. You know, he's always gave me time. Even you know, he's texted me over the course of you know with all the dramas with the Tigers and you know stuff that's going on. And mate, I think he's a really good bloke. And to see some people come out and just sort of hammer him, I think it's pretty disappointing. You know, he's one of, or if not the best player to ever play the game. And, you know, it's probably, they might have had a disagreement and, you know, but I'm sure they'll make up and have a good chat. But, you know, people just take things out of proportion on the field.
Yeah, and sometimes in a workplace or a football team, Woodsy, everyone doesn't get on, but you still have the respect for one another and you get to do your job and you move forward. But I'm sure those guys will sort it out as, you know, over time. But what about yourself, mate? The rest of the season, what do you want to get out of the Sharks? Like, what do you need to improve on when you're with the Sharks in the next, you know, 8 to 10 weeks?
I think just building on our attack. You know, I think our defence is really good there. I think the biggest thing for us is if you watch that game on the weekend, we started off quite poorly. You know, we're down 12-0 and just it wasn't the intent that we were looking for. And I think that's a big thing we want to address is our starts. You know, we were behind the eight ball from the get-go. So, you know, the biggest thing for us is if we can start strong and keep that momentum going for the whole 80 minutes, you know, it's going to be a really tough side. And, you know, personally, I just want to find my way in the side, you know, and not overplay my hand and just chime in when the team needs me and just, like I said to you before, get quick play the balls and make my tackles.
Yeah. If Paul Gallen's keep putting those Instagram shots of you and singing the song out, mate, you're going to have to learn it pretty quickly.
Well, let's hope we can sing the song every week. Because
hey, Woodsy. You got to finish the next line. Up, up, Cronulla.
Good on you, mate. And, mate, Origin, obviously, Woodsy, you'd love to be there. We know that. Your great mate, Dave Clammer, will still be leading the charge up front. What do you make of trying to make it 3-0?
Oh, mate, I hope they go and, you know, all guns blaze. I'd love to see 3-0. You know, I said to Cram at the start, mate, you know, obviously not there, but, you know, I'm still supporting you 100%. And, you know, I've got some really good mates there, and, mate, I think they've got the side that can really do it. You know, if they can just, you know, I thought it was a bit of an arm sore game last time. And, you know, I think we just got too many points in us, you know, with the likes of Latrell Mitchell, you know, James Roberts, Tommy Trbojevic out the back. And I just really hope it'd be awesome to see New South Wales win 3-0 after the last, you know, decade of dominance from Queensland.
Good on you, mate. Nice to hear you upbeat and positive, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.